Good morning, everyone. Working with the elderly people can be fun and can be not fun at all. By myself, I have five nursing homes. And 2 weeks ago, on Tuesday, I had a mass. I was scheduled for Willowbrook place right there. So we have a Morningstar and Willowbrook on Kipling's. Okay, so you know that the area. So I was scheduled for Willowbrook place at 10:30, but I showed up at Morningstar at 10:30. So I messed up with my schedule. So I showed up at Morningstar at 10:30. And I saw no one. And then I just came to the manager and asked her, what happened today? No one showed up today except me. And then they took a look at the whole thing and, no, Father, we have nothing on the schedule today. And I took a look on my schedule and then, whoops, I am so sorry. I was wrong. So lucky me. So Willowbrook is right there, right in front of Morningstar. So I drove my car again to Willowbrook place, and then I was late for like 7 minutes. And you know, like when you are late, you feel so guilty already. And then, so I showed up, and then people were waiting for me, and I feel so like, oh, this is so bad. Like, this is like being late, really, like the feeling is so bad because people are waiting for you. And so I told them that, hey, I'm so sorry that I am late today. I was thinking that I have mass at another location. And there's a lady, and she said, Father, don't be late. And then, she's really like, and then, hey, I'm so sorry again. So we continue mass as normal. And then everything was so normal. And then in the end of Mass, I say, yeah, thank you all for coming today, and then I appreciate your presence. And then the lady told me again, like, Father, don't be late. Yeah, so and to be honest, I left the facility with the really bad feeling about being late. She is in a memory care, so she kept saying that. And then not funny, but I came back to Willowbrook the next day to do the anointing. And look at me, I saw that lady again, like in the hallway. I walked toward her, and then she walked toward me, and I completely forgot about I was late yesterday, and she saw me again, and she said, Father, don't be late. And then she kept like reminding me about my fault. And then I, like, to be honest, I feel so bad now. I don't dare to go back to Willowbrook anymore, because if I see her, I go like a step away, or I walk away, because it's really bad. But anyway, brother and sister, don't be late, okay? Don't be late on Sundays, okay? That's my lesson today for you all. Back to the homily today. I realized that I gave a lot of homily on Our Lady a lot during the weekdays, but I did not give many homilies on Our Lady on Sundays. So I think I'm going to give a homily about Our Lady on Sunday today, and then next coming weeks. So the gospel today is all about keep praying. And with that, with the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe today, I would love to reflect with you all 3 points from my homily today. The first one will be persistence. The second one will be praise. And the last one will be protection. So 3 points, three-letter P's on Our Lady today. So the first one, praise. Praise, whenever we say a rosary, whenever we say Hail Marys, we are not worshiping Lady, Our Lady, but we are worshiping God, but honoring Our Lady. Rosaries for me is something we are doing with Our Lady. Whenever we say Hail Mary, we are doing with Our Lady. Our Lady is doing with us. We are worshiping God. We are facing God, Our Lady, and we are facing God face to face whenever we are saying Rosary, because we are contemplating God with the mysteries about the Rosaries. We are contemplating God Himself, but we are saying that with Our Lady. Rosary is the best tool to pray. My second point, persistence. Brother and sister, when I was in college, I met a priest, and he told me that, hey, Anthony, from now on, I want you to keep a rosary with you all the time. Sorry, I took a look on the image of Our Lady. She's really beautiful, huh? And then a priest, he told me that, I want to keep a rosary with you. And from now on, to be honest with you, rosaries is always in my pocket all the time. You can give me a test, okay? If you see me at Target or Walmart or King Supers, hey, ask my rosary. I'll show you. But be careful. When you ask me, I'll ask you again, where's your rosary, okay? So, brother, sister, I want you to have a rosary with you. This is the rosary, in case you've never seen the rosary, okay? Why we need a rosary? Brother, sister, whenever you hold a rosary, you are holding Our Lady's hands. Again, whenever you are holding rosary, you are holding that lady's hands. She's right there. Whenever you are holding this one, you are having her hands. Is it beautiful? For me, that is enough. Maybe that is one reason that I can keep my rosary for the rest of my life. And I hope I can bury my body with a rosary. And I pray for that. And I told my sister, hey, bury me with a rosary. Maybe you need to think about that. You always have Our Lady's hands in your pocket, and then whenever you are afraid, whenever you are suffering, you have Our Lady's hands. And whom should I fear? Why you should be afraid anymore? Brother, sister, I think rosary is the best things ever happened to internal, like a praying, persistence. Maybe if you have not that habit, I would love you to have that habit, like holding rosary, having rosary with you all the time. And I told a lot of people that, hey, if you cannot say a rosary, how about 10 Hail Marys every day? How about that? If you cannot say 10 Hail Marys, how about 5 Hail Marys every day? If you cannot say 5 Hail Marys, how about even 1 Hail Mary every day? It will cost you 30 seconds. It will cost you 30 seconds only. But the thing is, like, don't pray 1,000 Hail Mary today and pray nothing tomorrow. That is not the point. The point is, like, praying persistently. Praying every day, even 1 Hail Mary. You wake up in the morning and you say Hail Mary and you move on to your day. You can conclude by your day by Hail Mary. 1 Hail Mary, maybe if you do quickly, you maybe 20 seconds. Maybe you can start that in your family today. I want you to pray every day, even 1 Hail Mary. Of course, you can pray more. Rosary will be the best tool, the best weapon, not a weapon, but out there for you. And you know that we have a miseries. Every day we have a misery. You know, like, what miseries we have on Sunday? Is there anyone remember? Glorious misery. How about Monday? Monday, what's misery on Monday? Joyful, how about Tuesday? Sorrowful, how about Wednesday? Glorious, how about Thursday? How about Friday? How about Saturday? Yeah. You know that. You passed the PhD questions. So you know that. You know the importance, how to pray. Funny enough, when Our Lady, when she appeared to three children at Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima, she appeared to three children. You know them. You know the story. And then Our Lady said to them, hey, say Hail Mary every day. Okay? This is like the, from Our Lady's words. Say Hail Mary every day. Three children went home and say, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. So they showed up the next day to Our Lady. Hey, Mom, we say Hail Mary every day. And then Our Lady asked them, how do you say that? Hail Mary, Hail Mary. And then Our Lady just smiled at them. Of course, I'm not recommending you just do that, okay? We can do better. We can say full Hail Mary. But that is a story. I would love you to say Hail Mary as well, every day. My last point for you, protection. This is so important point that I would love you to know. For me, it's so important. Why I have rosary with me in my body. I keep the rosary with me in my body. And I told my sister, bury me with a rosary. Why I'm doing that? Because protection. Divine protection. Brother and sister, I encounter as a priest, I encounter a lot with the evil people. Out there, a lot of evil people. Rosary will protect you. Our Lady will protect you. The divine protection is always powerful. When I pray, two ideas come up to my mind, and then you more than welcome to disagree with me again. Okay? You are more than welcome to disagree with me at these two points. The first point, when I pray with my rosary, I feel, this is my feeling, because a feeling, it can be wrong. This is how I feel. I feel we are shielded by a protection, divine protection. I am shielded by whenever I say a rosary, whenever I say Hail Mary, I am shielded. I am protected by the divine protection. And I am, like, you can imagine that you have a shield in front of you, and then when you say Hail Mary, you are surrounded by that shield. You are protected. The divine shield is always protecting you. That's how I feel when I pray. Again, you are more than welcome to disagree, but that's how I feel. Whenever I have a rosary with me, I feel like something that surrounded me, something that covered me, something that I am protected by my mother in heaven. And I feel safe because I believe that the divine protection is always with me all the time. The second thing, when I pray with my rosary, I feel, again, more than welcome to disagree with me. I think every single Catholic, we have two people behind you. First of all, it will be Holy Guardian Angels. That is a teaching you have to believe, okay? You have to believe that because that is official teaching of the church. Second person, I think they're going to be, she will be behind you. It's Our Lady. On your right will be Our Lady. On your left, could be your holy guardian angels. Do you believe that? I believe that a lot. I don't know, it's up to you. This is how when I pray. I feel like my mom, my heavenly mom is always on my side, helping me, aiding me, protecting me, and then always keep me safe. I did a lot of house blessings. I go to a lot of hospitals. I encounter a lot of evil people. Without rosary, I don't dare to go. I don't think I can go without rosary. Whenever I go to somewhere, especially to do a blessing or somewhere, I just like my rosary. I need to have that. I need to have that with me all the time. Brother and sister, I think you should have a rosary with you. You can take whatever from my homily today, but think about that today for me, please, okay? Please, I am your priest. I am telling you from the bottom of my heart about having rosary with you. Keep the rosary with you all the time, with your body, with in your car, in your room, in your pocket, whatever, I don't care, but keep that with you, okay? Again, at light of the world, you are my parishioners. I am your priest. This is from my heart, of a priest for you. Keep a rosary with you all the time, and then you will see. Saying rosary, saying Hail Mary will help you a lot, a lot. That is my 3 points, but I also have an extra point for you. So this is the fourth one. I'm so excited for you all. I'm so excited to open one new ministry at Light of the World. We will call Praying for Priests. And Mike and Susanna, they are down here right now. We will launch that ministry next week, on the weekend next week. This ministry took me 8 months to pray. This is not like one day praying, but it took me like 8 months. And then I'm happy to open that ministry for Light of the World. The important is, it's so important that for me as a priest, like, I need your help. Literally, I need your help. Your sacrifices silently helps me a lot. Your prayers help me a lot. And then, again, don't never, ever underestimate your prayers. Why? Even a single prayer you pray for me, for priests, for everyone, God can use that to help another. God can use your prayers, your sacrifices, and then I need your help. As a priest, I'm a human. I'm still human. Like, I'm so human in terms of like, I am sinning against God. I am making mistakes, like being late. I am like, whatever, but I need you at my parishioners. If you can help me, maybe the ministry I am opening like next week, it will take you 1 minute to pray. We have a prayer for you, but it will like doing every day, but has to be in silence. I think doing sacrifices in silence is the best way to offer to God. Sacrifices, you don't need to let me know. You don't need to let your neighbors know. But God knows everything, and God will reward you for everything in heaven. So more info will be coming this week on Friday on Flocknote, and then especially Mike and Susanna, they are graciously accepted that my invitation to be a leader for that ministry. So they will be here next weekend for the sign-up for the Praying for Priests, and if you can help us as a priest, I would appreciate you all a lot. So that's all I have for you all today. Don't remember anything, but remember keeping rosary with you, okay? Whenever you have a rosary with you, you have Our Lady's hands. That lady is in front of me right now. You can see her right now. If you never see her, that image, she's really beautiful. She is your mom. She is your heavenly mom. And then, brother, sister, you know what? One day, you go to heaven, she will welcome you. She will. Hey, Anthony, you made it. Welcome. Hey, David. Hey, Maura. Hey, Laura. You are my son. You are my daughter. I'm protecting you all the time. I'm helping you all the time. You are praying to me all the time. Now, come to my arms. Welcome to heaven.